The following is another Clash Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
So here's left side Prasoski. She's hit first two shots she's taken from out there. Now she's going to spin, penetrate, bank it in, and now she has eight in the ball game. Allie Prasoski.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities doubleheader in Grand Island as the Central Catholic Crusaders battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Nestle putting some pressure on the ball, but Rokas handling the pressure pretty well, has it in the offensive zone, and he'll get the ball out here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter directing traffic. He's picked up man-to-man by Matt Moore. They lob it inside for Guy Bond, who makes the catch and lays it up and in.
The undefeated Lady Stars will face Central Catholic for the first time this season, while the boys' game features a rematch of opening weekend. It's the Stars and Crusaders coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushker live from Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome to Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders playing host to Kearney Catholic here in boys basketball. The Kearney Catholic girls had no problem earlier tonight against the Lady Crusaders, but we really expect this one to be a pretty good Donnybrook, because Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic did hook up in a pretty good game, a game that might have been a little bit closer than the final score indicated earlier in the year, but the Crusaders did win 58-51 back on December the 7th on the same floor in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. Guy Fawn finished with 27 points on the night, and John Rowetter finished with 14. Those were the two leading scorers for Grand Island Central Catholic. Pretty balanced for the Stars that night. But for the Crusaders, again, that's kind of their style. A lot of their offense is going to work through Guy Fawn, and their defense, obviously a big force on the inside, going to work through him as well. And things are working out pretty well here for the Crusaders. They are 8-2 on the season. Their only losses, well, a two-pointer at undefeated Columbus SCOTUS, 47-42, and they lost by an 11 in a game that they didn't feel like they played real well against Lincoln Christian. And Lincoln Christian, one of the better teams in Class C1 as well. So the Crusaders, with that 8-2 record, they're pretty well respected in the state. They're rated number 7 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. So they're looking pretty good. They played a very tough schedule, have a solid record at 8-2. And Kearney Catholic comes in with a record of 5-5. And as you would think in a 5-5 season, there's some good, there's some bad. There's been a few injuries for Kearney Catholic that slowed them down a little bit. But their two injured players, the seniors, Derek Jackson and Matt Moore, are back. And not maybe 100% just yet, but they were able to play back-to-back games for the first time since both of them suffered ankle injuries. And we'll see whether or not they're going to be slowed here tonight against a very, very good basketball team for the Crusaders. So it's Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic, a couple of the local Catholic schools doing some battle here as we wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show. Brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Crusaders and the Stars coming up right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders playing host here to the Stars of Kearney Catholic. And let's give you our starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank. For the Stars will be Matt Moore, the 5'9 senior. Nathan Howe, 5'10 and a junior. Blake Holtmeyer, 6'2 and a senior. He'll have a job of trying to slow down Johanna Gaifon for the Crusaders. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Derek Jackson, the 5'10 senior, will start with his little brother, Zach Jackson, who is actually taller, 6 foot tall, and a junior for head coach Scott Carlin. Assistant coaches Don Lees, Justin Moore, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. For the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, Phoenix Stevenson, a 5'10 senior, with Brady Brokaw, 5'9 and a junior, John Rowetter, 6'2 junior, Elijah Hunter, a 6 foot tall and a junior, and Johanna Gaifon, a 6'4 junior, one of the more respected players in the entire state of Nebraska for head coach Tino Martinez. Assistant coaches Rob Misek, Nick Stoddard, Jason Zaleski, Terry Fredrickson, and Kevin Bombeck. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. Let's take one last one-minute break. When we come back, the tip between the Crusaders and the Stars as we wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power. In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Welcome back to the National Anthem. Just wrapping up, Knights of Columbus presenting the colors here for the Crusaders. And now the starting lineup's going to be announced here to the crowd, which is a pretty good crowd. And fundraiser red T-shirts for the Crusaders. So you'll see a lot more red in this gym than you normally do for Grand Island Central Catholic. Of course, the Crusaders will be in their home white uniforms, the blue numbers, letters, and trim. The dark Crusaders across the front of their chest. Nice look for them. Stars across what says across their chest as well. They're wearing their road green uniforms. Got some gold accents on there, gold numbers with a little bit of white outline as well. Stars have been introduced, and they'll head over and talk to head coach Scott Carlin. And right now the Crusaders being introduced on their home floor as well. Gives us a chance to kind of update you a little bit on what has happened here so far on our sister station on ESPN 1460, the Kearney High girls with a 51-27 win over North Platte, and the Bulldogs and the Bearcats doing some battle right now on ESPN 1460. And earlier, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it was the Kearney Catholic girls with a 66-31 win over the Lady Crusaders. And Kearney Catholic now undefeated on the season. And Johanna Gaffon, last one to be introduced as the starting lineup here for the Crusaders. And so we're just about ready to get things underway here. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Holtmeyer going to be doing the jumping, and in fact, he'll be the one that plays man-to-man mostly against Gaffon throughout the course of the night for Kearney Catholic. And Elijah Hunter going to be doing the jumping here as it's actually tipped. Johanna Gaffon had it in his hands momentarily, but Nathan Howe comes up with it. So the Stars do have first possession of the basketball. With it is Holtmeyer. Pass is deflected. Loose ball picked up here by Zach Jackson. Jackson gives it to Howe. They'll work it around. Moore's going to drive. He's shut off on the baseline, so he'll give it back out to Holtmeyer. He'll drive the baseline, throws it out. Moore's able to pick it up. He's open top of the key, going to fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Brokaw. So Brokaw snags the bound here for the Crusaders, and they get it on the baseline very quickly to Rowetter. Rowetter's going to give it between the circles here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter on the bounce. Now he's just going to slow things down in direct traffic, trying to get the steal. Is going to be Holtmeyer, and he knocked it out of bounds as they are trying to get it to Gaffon, who is well behind the three-point arc on the far side over there. So the Crusaders will inbound it on the sideline. Phoenix Stevenson gets it in to Gaffon. Gaffon working against Holtmeyer. Shot is up high. Ball knocked loose by Holtmeyer, and it's going to be picked up after the miss here by Derek Jackson. So Jackson's able to pull it down, and a backdoor cut laid up with that left hand. Bucket's good for Zach Jackson. Nice backside cut there, and Zach Jackson has the first 2 points of the night for either team. We've only played a minute here, as now Jackson will put a little pressure on the basketball. They'll work it around the perimeter, getting it to Brokaw. Brokaw kicks left side. They cut through. Stevenson holds it. Now enters it inside for Gaffon. He's got three green jerseys there. Shot won't fall, and it's knocked out of bounds by Gaffon. So Gaffon has had a couple of touches, a couple of tough looks at it, and hasn't been able to get a shot to fall just yet. First substitution of the game here for Kearney Catholic. It'll be Harrison Pierce coming into the game. Pierce coming in for Howe. Jackson's also out of the game as Tyler Mestel checked in. Pass on the left side. Bryce James also in the game. He's got the dribble top of the key. He'll get it off here for Harrison Pierce. Back to Mestel on that left side. Mestel being picked up by Gaffon, and he'll give the basketball to Jackson. Derek Jackson gives it to Pierce. Top of the circle to Mestel. Mestel used up his dribble, gives it to Mestel. Mestel will fire the three. It is no good, and the rebound is picked up in the corner on that far side and getting away with a little bit of a push here is going to be Stevenson. Pass up ahead. Layup is up and in for the Stars. Nice pass up ahead to Pierce as Harrison Pierce with 2 points here. So that turnover by Grand Island Central Catholic turns into points here for the Stars. Right side, Brokaw. Brokaw working against Pierce. Will stop in the free throw line. Kicks it out right before he traveled. Got it out to Rowetter. And he got rid of the ball, I think, before there should have been a whistle there. So I think the officials got that one right, even though some Kearney Catholic fans are upset. And Guy Fawn working in, trying to lean in there against Holtmeyer, and he turns it over. And we got a timeout here for the Crusaders. Nice start for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 4-0, and a little frustration out there for the Crusaders. So a quick 30-second timeout here for Tino Martinez and the Crusaders, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 4-0 Kearney Catholic. We're back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Matt Moore has the basketball here for Kearney Catholic. He'll bring it across the timeline. Picked up there by Brokaw. Crusaders going man-to-man. Nestle's got it. Top of the circle. Guy Fawn staying right with him. They'll get it off for Zach Jackson. Now to Pierce on the right wing. They enter it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, little post move. Shot no good. And picking up the basketball here is going to be Stevenson. That shot was altered by Guy Fawn. And on the run here, the Crusaders, Elijah Hunter's shot won't fall, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds, last touched by Kearney Catholic. So the Crusaders haven't hit a shot yet. They're going to get it inside for Guy Fawn on the inbounds. Guy Fawn will lay it up and in. Again, he just has great balance and was able to just kind of work his way getting that position against Holtmeyer. And he just kind of creates enough space to get off that shot. Pierce on the dribble. We'll give the basketball to Zach Jackson. Back to Pierce. Pierce on the drive, and we're going to have a little hand check that's going to be whistled against Rowetter.
There's the first call for the personal foul.
That'll be his first.
His first personal foul.
Checking in the game here for Kearney Catholic, Brady Holtmeyer. Back in is going to be Derek Jackson. Brett Weens is going to check in here for the Crusaders. And back in the game is Moore for Kearney Catholic. They inbound to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to drive, and he's fouled by Guy Fawn. And you don't see him do that very often, and that is come down when he tries to block it. He usually stays up there very, very high. But I think he's been a little frustrated, and so he's going to pick up a foul here. And from time to time, Johanna will get in a little bit of foul trouble. Holtmeyer, his free throw is no good. So Blake Holtmeyer has one more free throw coming up here after the miss. It is 4-2, GICC leading Casey. The free throw rolls around, and is no good. Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound. He'll just give the basketball off, and good job of handling the ball is Elijah Hunter. He'll get it off here left side for Weens. Hunter tries to throw it inside, and it's intercepted by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer is able to make the steal, and he's got it in the lane, kicks it out. Three-pointer for James, no good. Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound. So Hunter will kick it left side. Phoenix Stevenson gets it down low for Guy Fawn. He's double-teamed, and he walked with it. You know what? I think he might have got away with what would have been a player control foul because he pushed Holtmeyer out of the way. So I think, in a way, Guy Fawn might be a little lucky. That was the call. But again, the strategy of having Holtmeyer play Guy Fawn has worked out fairly well here for Kearney Catholic, and Johanna will come out of the game here. They sub him out, and Alex Allen checks in for him. With the basketball, Derek Jackson. Jackson gives it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will tip it over to his little brother, Brady. Brady kicks it out for Bryce James, and James will hit the long two. And he just had his, if he would have trimmed his toenails, that would have been a three-pointer because he just barely had his toes on the line. 6-2, Kearney Catholic. Hunter dribbles down that left sideline, gives it to Weens. Now top of the circle. They give it off here for Alex Allen. Allen, pass on the left wing. Stevenson had a little trouble handling it, but he makes a nice pass to the top of the circle. Three-pointer will not fall here for Weens, and it's rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it to his little brother Brady, and they'll give it off here on the cut. Is going to be Bryce James. James, they'll work it in, kick it out again. Here's Derek Jackson for three. No good. Holtmeyer can't come up with a rebound. It's going to be Hunter that comes out of there with the basketball. So driving here on the baseline is Rowetter, and Rowetter has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Crusaders will keep the possession here as Kearney Catholic will make some substitutions. Mestel in. Checking back in is Zach Jackson and Harrison Pierce. Guy Fawn will come back into battle here for the Crusaders. And GICC will inbound it underneath their own basket. Elijah Hunter gets it in for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn will ball fake, gets the shot up and in. Now, I think I'd look toward him on an inbounds play as well. All 4 points for the Crusaders coming from Guy Fawn. And Pierce now has it on that left wing. He'll fake the handoff to Jackson. Dribble up to that left side. Tries the jumper, no good. Quick outlet pass to Hunter. Hunter's got an angle. He's going to lay it up and in. Little run out there as they got out to Hunter. And give credit to Rowetter, who got that rebound and then was able to just kind of hand the basketball off to it. And off to the races we go. Top of the key, three-pointer here for Mestel. And he rattles it in. So Tyler Mestel with the three-pointer. And a three-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Slowing it down on the dribble here is going to be Hunter. Hunter's picked up by Pierce. Hunter on the dribble looking inside for Guy Fawn. It's deflected by one, Holtmeyer, and picked up by the other. Brady Holtmeyer is the one that came up with the ball after his big brother Blake was able to just kind of deflect that just a little bit. Mestel will give it between the circles here for Zach Jackson. Kick right side. Pierce will fire the three. It's out of bounds. Guy Fawn couldn't pull it down, but it's off of his hands and out of bounds. .122 to go here in the first quarter. 9-6 Kearney Catholic. As we said, a minute 22 to go here. Series of substitutions for both teams. Matt Moore is going to inbound it here for Kearney Catholic. As Guy Fawn comes out, and they'll give Holtmeyer a chance to get a break. Inbounded for Mestel. Mestel shoots it off glass. No good. Gets his own rebound and is fouled. But we've got a foul, and I don't think it was in the act of shooting. No, it is not. He went up with it very, very quickly, but the foul is going to be whistled on Alex Allen. Pass to Howe on the inbounds. He missed the jumper. Here's a three-pointer on the left side. Good! For Zach Jackson. They tipped it out to Jackson, and Zach Jackson was able to stroke in the three-pointer. Entry pass stolen away, tipped around. Mestel was able to come up with it, so Grand Island Central Catholic turns it over. With it is going to be Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson lost the basketball. Allen forced the turnover. Up ahead, they pass it to Hunter. Hunter's going to lay it up and in. In transition, on the run is Elijah Hunter. After the steal, they were able to lay it up and in. So 38 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. It is 12-8, Kearney Catholic with the lead and the basketball. Between the circles, near midcourt, Zach Jackson. Hunter will pick him up man-to-man. They'll give it off on the right side for Derek Jackson. Derek passed to Matt Moore, almost stolen away there by Brokaw, but Brokaw comes back defensively and is able to get back in good position. Jackson brothers play a little catch with it. They give it out to Matt Moore. Now with 13 seconds left, Moore is going to dribble. He has his pass deflected. Mestel comes up with it, puts up a shot. I think he thought he was running out of time. It's picked up by Moore. Here's a jumper for Derek Jackson, tipped around at the buzzer, and that's going to do it. One quarter's in the books, and Kearney Catholic leads Grand Island Central Catholic 12-8 after one quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Going to Bowman and Central, pretty good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here. Guy Fawn checks back into the game here for the Crusaders. So Kearney Catholic will counter with Brady Holtmeyer. It's almost like a hockey game where you put your top line out there, they're going to put their top line out there. It's going to be a nice battle between Guy Fawn and Holtmeyer all night. Hunter with the dribble here for Grand Island Central Catholic. It's 12-8. Crusaders down by four, but they've got the basketball. And they'll give it off on the right side. Entry pass inside for Hunter. Extra pass to Guy Fawn. He couldn't handle it. They get it back inside to Guy Fawn. Mestel and Holtmeyer will battle him. They'll kick it top of the key. Long deuce, no good. Guy Fawn fighting for the rebound. Somehow keeps it alive. Steps in there with those good feet. Can't get the shot to fall. Ball knocked loose around. Picking it up is going to be Jackson. So Zach Jackson comes up with the basketball. Pass on that left side. Holtmeyer can't get the fall, and Pierce gets the rebound, and now he'll head to the line. Harrison Pierce couldn't get that offensive rebound real cleanly in there, but was able to get it and tried to go back up with it, and he was fouled. And that's going to go on Phoenix Stevenson. That's going to be his first foul. So Grand Island Central Catholic had a couple of looks on the other end as Guy Fawn was able to pull down at least one of those rebounds, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Now on the other end, Harrison Pierce is able to stroke in the first of two free throws. So he makes the first. The second one is on the way, and it's also good. So Pierce will make a six-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. And Elijah Hunter brings it in the offensive zone, working against James. He dribbled it off of his toe and out of bounds. James was with him all the way. He was able to dribble it down to the baseline, and it just went out of bounds off of his foot. Pierce gets the ball here from Mestel. And Pierce will bring it in the offensive zone. I said Mestel meant to say Bryce James. Top of the key, three-pointer here for Zach Jackson, and he catches it and fires in rhythm. He hit it. So Jackson strokes in the three. I'm not sure he was squared up, but boy, he was in rhythm, and he fired it up in a nine-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Weems has it, gets it inside for Guy Fawn. They triple-team him, and we're going to have a hold whistled on Kearney Catholic. Kearney High leading North Platte 8-6 at the end of one quarter on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Derek Jackson, Tyler Mestel, Matt Moore are going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. The foul, by the way, on Pierce is his first. And we'll see if Hunter is looking for Guy Fawn on the inbounds. They get it at the low post, but not to Guy Fawn, rather to Phoenix Stevenson. His shot won't fall. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer on the run. Will pass it off on that left side. Quick jumper up. No good. Rebound is taken out of there by Hunter. And Elijah Hunter's on the run. He'll give it. Now he gets it back. He'll float in the lane, a little jumper up and good. And if Hunter would have missed that, Guy Fawn was right there using his body well. He would have been right there for the rebound if that would have been either long or short. Kick on the left side. Here's Derek Jackson for three. It's no good in transition. And the rebound again tipped out over to Hunter. Hunter's on the run. He'll get it off on that left side, and now they're going to slow it down a little bit out of the Crusaders. On the dribble here is Weens. Weens gives it between the circles for Stevenson. Mestel will pick up Stevenson just inside of 6 minutes to go. Skip pass on the right side here in the second quarter. Weens has it, and he'll fire the three. Weens strokes it in. That was a pretty darn good-looking shot there for Weens as he got that one in rhythm and turned the net inside out. So he's got his first 3 points of the night. Mestel, picked up by Guy Fawn, will give it off for Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson dribbles to that left side. used up his dribble, and boy, he is harassed right there by Weems. Gives it out to Mestel. Mestel will step up, fire a three. It's no good. Rebound bounced around, and the Crusaders come up with it. They outlet it up ahead here for Weems after that rebound ripped out of there by Stevenson. They didn't have numbers, so they'll set it up, try to get it inside, and Guyfon fighting for the basketball did not have an angle as it was passed actually to Holtmeyer, and Guyfon has picked up his second personal foul. That was a bad pass, and Guyfon fought for it, and that's going to cost him a foul. So he's in just a little inkling of foul trouble. With 5:03 to go here in the second quarter, he's picked up his second. And that is a Grand Island Central Catholic turnover as well. Moore has got the dribble. He uses up. He'll give it off for Zach Jackson. Right side for James. Little ball fake here for Bryce. He's going to flip it back out for Moore. Moore thought about the three momentarily. Now he'll pass it right side. Here's a three-pointer for Jackson. No good. Mestel with the rebound, and he's going to be heading to the line. Kearney Catholic missed the three-pointer, but the rebound by the sophomore Tyler Mestel. And now Mestel's going to go to the free throw line. The foul is on Elijah Hunter. That's going to be his first. 13-17. Stars lead it by four. And the free throw is up and good. Make that a five-point lead now. As Mestel stroked in a three-pointer earlier, he now has 4 points here in the ballgame. Second free throw up and good. So Mestel cashes in both ends of those two shots. And the lead back out to six. Brett Weens gets the inbound. Stars trying to put full court pressure in. They get it out to Elijah Hunter. Hunter had the ball knocked loose by Bryce James, but they're going to call James for the reach. That's now just the second team foul against Kearney Catholic. Six have been whistled against the Crusaders here in the first half. That second one by Guyfon has kind of got him a little time in the middle of Tino Martinez's bench. Hunter on the dribble, gets the inbounds, and they'll get it to Stevenson. Works it around on the right side. That's Alex Allen has it. Hunter's trying to post up on the inside. Now dribbling, shooting is Weens. Weens can't get the shot to fall, and it's rebounded by Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer has it. And they'll work it around. Moore's going to drive the baseline and on the way to the basket. He did score, but well before he put up the shot, he was held there by Brett Weens. Oh, check that. Not Brett Weens, but John Rowetter. For Rowetter, that's going to be his second. Pierce checking back in here for the Stars. For the Crusaders, back to battle is going to be Brady Brokaw. And Moore is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Bends the knees. The senior's free throw is up. Back the iron, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by James. James kicks it out, and we got a turnover here on Kearney Catholic. Found the cutter, and maybe just one extra step there for Kearney Catholic. So nice rebound for James, but Kearney Catholic can't get anything out of it. And we're midway through the second quarter. Here in about 4 minutes, we'll talk with Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Pass on that outside. Holtmeyer tried to knock it loose, succeeded in that, and then tried to throw it off the leg of one of the Crusaders. That he did not accomplish, so the Crusaders will maintain possession. And to toss it in, Stevenson gives it to Hunter. Hunter working against James. Will now kick the ball on their right side here for Weems. Back out for Stevenson. Stevenson over for Brokaw. They're just passing on that right perimeter over there. Weems has it now. And now they'll put it on the other side of the court. Over with a skip pass to Stevenson, who drives the baseline and is able to bank it off the glass and in. Nice drive on that left side there for Stevenson as he takes it off the glass, and the lead is cut down to four. With the basketball, Bryce James has an angle. Will take it off glass and score. Just had a quick little first step there. Just a little seam, and Bryce James quick enough to drive to the basket and lay it up and in. So that's a nice bucket for James, so now it's 4 points in the game. Hunter brings in the offensive zone, kicks right wing here for Weens for Grand Island Central Catholic. He's used it up, and that pass is going to be knocked away by the Stars, but not enough room for Blake Holtmeyer to track down the loose ball. Howe's out there. Derek Jackson, Tyler Mestel. And Zach Jackson's out there also for the Stars. I think I got everybody except for Brady Holtmeyer. Those are the five out there right now for Kearney Catholic, as they made a line change, essentially. Not quite all five. I think it was four. With the basketball, Brokaw. Brokaw kicks it right side. There's Hunter. Hunter, nice little hesitation step. Dribbles to the elbow. 15-foot jumper's no good. And it's rebounded by Derek Jackson. Jackson able to snag the rebound. And he'll work it in the offensive zone. They kick on the right side. Mestel is open for the three. It's a little bit strong. And Hunter's able to pull down the rebound. He's going to run with it. Hunter, a two-on-two. He finds a 15-foot space to jump from. Can't get the shot to fall. Offensive rebound. Now driving the baseline. Putting up the shot. Bouncing around. It won't fall for Phoenix Stevenson. But Stevenson is going to run to the free throw line. Nice job as they tipped it out there. That was all started by Hunter, who pulled down the rebound after that Kearney Catholic miss. So Stevenson is going to shoot two free throws here after the foul was whistled on Tyler Mestel, and that's going to be his first. So Stevenson's free throw back of the iron and no good. They'll still have one more coming up here. With 2:26 to go before halftime, 21-15, Kearney Catholic with a six-point lead. Second free throw up and good. So 21-16, 2:22 to go here, second quarter, off of the screen. Now Derek Jackson doesn't really use it. He gives it to his brother Zach. He'll get it off here for Holtmeyer. That's Brady. Brady will take it to the elbow, kicks it right back out here for Derek Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, trying to get it in for Holtmeyer, does, and there's going to be a push that's whistled on the Crusaders. That will be on Phoenix Stevenson. That'll be his second. So to the free throw line is going to be the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. And Brady hasn't been to the free throw line a whole lot. He's 2 out of 3 on the season. And he'll make two trips to the free throw line here. The first one is no good. They're going to say it was before the shot. I'm surprised by that. As they're saying it was before the shot. In any event, he missed it, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Oh, check that. They called a foul on Mestel on the rebound, and that's going to be the second foul on Mestel. Crusaders facing a little pressure, but they're handling it. They pass it down that right sideline. On the dribble is going to be Weens. Weens will kick it back out to Hunter. He's going to slow it down. Hunter working against Mestel will back out. Work it around now left side for John Pfeiffer, who came in during the stoppage a moment ago. They get it for Allen. Allen on that right side for Hunter. Hunter's picked up by Mestel. Hunter drives the baseline, and his pass is off the hands of his teammate. That'll be a Kearney Catholic. That'll be a turnover on GICC as Moore comes up with it. He gives it up ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer drives all the way in and is fouled. He'll head to the line and shoot two. Blake Holtmeyer using that quickness, driving on that right wing, then coming up that baseline. He is fouled by Pfeiffer, and that's going to be the first on Pfeiffer. So Holtmeyer to shoot two here. And he'll take the time at the free throw line. It's in and out, no good. Blake right at 50% on the season from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic leads at 21-16, minute 31 to go before halftime. Second free throw is also short. Rebound is tipped out, and it was last touched by one of the Crusaders. They were trying to tip it for a little run out, and they couldn't quite make the connection over to Harry Heidel. Check it, it wasn't. Thank you. Wasn't Heidelk, rather. They're trying to get it over for Brokaw. Dribbling is Jackson. Gives it top of the circle for Mestel. Mestel, skip pass over for Derek Jackson. He'll fire the three. Back the iron, no good. Mestel had it in the corner and had it knocked off of his leg and out of bounds. That's a pretty good defensive play over there by Alex Allen. So Kearney Catholic couldn't come up with the basketball. It's not really a turnover. It's also not really a rebound either, but Grand Island Central Catholic will have the ball here. Crusaders will sub in John Rowetter. Out of the game is going to be John Pfeiffer with 1:09 to go. Crusaders facing a little pressure. And now Kearney Catholic's going to just make it token pressure in the backcourt as Hunter will bring it across. And they'll kick it off left side. Open in the corner is Weens. His three is no good. Rebounding it out there is going to be Mestel. Mestel passes up ahead. And on the receiving end, we have a turnover on Kearney Catholic. 54 seconds to go before halftime, 21-16. Kearney Catholic with a five-point lead. GICC has the basketball here, though. And they're going to be patient with it, are the Crusaders, because just pretty much walking up court is going to be Elijah Hunter. Trying to force him to one side of the court is Bryce James. He's been able to do that. James staying with Hunter. Five-second count's going on. Hunter's going to have to do something with it quickly. And I think they might have got away with one. That was awfully close to a five-second call. Hunter did pass it away momentarily. Now he's got it back. James staying with him, and James just far enough away that they took the five-second count off. Dribbling here is going to be Rowetter. He's picked up by Mestel. They're going to work the clock here probably for the last shot. It's inside of 18 seconds to go before halftime. Hunter with him is James. James not quite close enough or closely guarded. They'll give it off on the right side. Rowetter will fire the three. It's no good. And a foul on the rebound by the Crusaders. So Kearney Catholic with 4.4 to go will shoot free throws. So Alex Allen with that foul gives Kearney Catholic a fairly good chance of scoring some points here. And they're going to look at Harrison Pierce just a little bit. He's the one that was fouled. And he was kind of touched by the eye area, and I think he was just slightly bothered by that, so they were checking him out. He'll have two free throws coming up because that's the 10th team foul on the Crusaders. His free throw is up and good. Pierce on the season, 8 of 16 from the free throw line coming in, so a 50% free throw shooter. He makes the first one here to make it 22-16. One more free throw coming up here for Pierce with 4.4 to go. And it is no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Bryce James. That took about 1.1 off the clock. So GICC's got to cover the court in 3.3 seconds. Inbound the ball is going to be Alex Allen. Allen looking and throws it deep. And we're going to have a foul on Holtmeyer on the catch. And that's going to be the fifth team foul against Kearney Catholic. And a foul here against a very important cog in the Kearney Catholic machine tonight. And that is Blake Holtmeyer. That takes 1 second off the clock. So with 2.3 to go, Allen will inbound it at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench. And they'll get it top of the circle with the ball here is going to be Brokaw. And Brokaw hits the buzzer beater. Brokaw, nice little ball fake, is able to step up and stroke it in. He was inside the three-point arc. But a great effort there by Grand Island Central Catholic and Brady Brokaw to hit the buzzer beater. And that'll make it a four-point ball game as we head to the locker room. 22-18, Kearney Catholic with the lead. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. We're at halftime of the boys' game where the Kearney Catholic Stars lead it 22-18 over Grand Island Central Catholic. And you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Well, earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic Stars moved to 12-0 on the season with a 66-31 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. And kind enough to join us to talk about it, Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach for the Stars. And, you know, that first half wasn't quite that easy because they hung right with you in that first quarter. They did a great job of getting some offensive rebounding and really made you guys work for it.
They did. They really did. You got to give credit to them. They came out. They were intense. They played great defense. We struggled a little bit trying to get the ball inside maybe too much, and then we didn't knock down our outside shots. And, you know, they forced us to shoot the ball outside. And, but slowly we kind of gained control of it.
And we kind of have talked all year. An ongoing theme for us has been depth. But to me, tonight's effort for you guys is just so emblematic of that, because you had 11 different girls score. Your leading scorer had 10. Then you got 10, 9, 8, 7. It just seemed like you have somebody just a point apart from, you know, the first 7 or 8 scores for you guys are right in that same neighborhood. I mean, talk about the balance.
It was nice to see, and it came at different times, you know. Second quarter, Kylie came in and hit some threes and got us going. And, you know, I know Whitney had a pretty good third quarter. And, you know, Allie had a good first quarter. You know, the balance was there. And, you know, Shayla Connor tonight played excellent, did a great job on back cuts, passed the ball very well. You know, it was a great team effort. There was a lot of balance tonight.
Yeah, very much so. Again, Shayla Connor led the way with 10 points. You get 9 from Prasoski, 9 from Calling, 9 from Teal. Then you get 6 from Morgan Studi and Maddie Squires, you know, right in there as well. And again, it just kind of spread out. And it just, we've seen it all night, all season long, that it doesn't really seem to matter to the girls who does score.
No, it doesn't. You know, we were a little disappointed last night about how we shared the ball, and so we had a little talk after the game, and I thought the girls really, really responded well to that, and this was really probably our best team effort of the year.
Yeah, I would say that. It was just, again, the balance all the way through from top to bottom was very, very impressive as well. Coming up right around the corner, you play a Class B school in Lexington, but Lexington doesn't have that great record. It's going to be a couple weeks until you play one of those games that you're going to kind of have circled coming up. You know, probably that next game that people are really probably going to want to make sure that they don't miss is that game against St. Paul coming up right around the corner.
You know, we've got Lexington, St. Paul, and then St. Cecilia next Saturday, who's undefeated. So, you know, it's fun and this time of year, and, you know, we just hope to continue to do the things that we've been doing. I think our defense tonight was exceptional at times, and I think that keyed some of our offensive stuff.
Yeah, you know, fortunately for you, you kind of get a day off between some of those games.
Right.
The trip to Lexington, that's never real easy there. Then that's on Tuesday. Thursday, you've got St. Paul, and then Saturday against St. Cecilia. Probably coming up this next week is the toughest week of the season so far, anyway, for you guys. What are some things that you kind of really want to work on between now and, say, Tuesday, Thursday?
Well, we're still going to work on some of our execution on some of our sets. You know, we did a decent job a couple times, but we missed some kids and on some cuts that were open, and, you know, that's a little bit frustrating, and part of that's just repetition and knowing what to look for, and so hopefully we'll continue to do that. We're going to continue to work on our defense. I think there were a couple times where I would have liked to saw our kids in a little bit better help position, and so, you know, we'll work on the little things.
And one of those little things is we keep talking about it is your guys' depth. I mean, you guys can press and press and press because your top five gets tired, you bring in the second five, and a lot of times because you've worn down the other team, that second five will actually outscore your top five.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, they do a nice job, and there's probably another couple kids like to play too beyond those 10. So, you know, it's fun. It's a great group of girls. They continue to work hard. They've reacted well to the things that we've asked them to do. You know, I'm fortunate. I got a great coaching staff. Coach Smith's been around a long time and does a great job, and those guys are willing to speak up and suggest things. And, you know, a lot of times what they suggest makes sense, and You know, the addition of our other two coaches this year has been a great help. So it's been fun.
Kearney Catholic girls won earlier tonight against Grand Island Central Catholic 66-31. We're talking with Rick Petrie. Halftime of the boys game where the Stars lead the Crusaders 22-18. Rick, and I'm not trying to look past Lexington, but we're going to be broadcasting the game on Thursday against St. Paul. So I do want to ask the question against St. Paul. What do you know about them? What is kind of their strengths? What's the plan of attack?
They're a much improved ball team. I mean, they had a pretty good summer from what I could tell. I don't think we ever played them, but I saw them play a couple times. And, you know, I know they're much improved. They've got decent size, a couple got twins that are maybe 5'10", 5'11", and pretty athletic. And we'll have a nice sophomore guard. And so they're a much improved team. And, you know, we're going to have to find a way to pressure them a little bit and hopefully make them handle the ball and hopefully turn them over and, you know, do the things that we're doing. I really like our offense. I really like the things that we've done, the stuff that we've put in. So just keep doing more of the same, I think.
Yeah, well, the fast break points have really been a great boost for you guys, you know, through the course of things. And then you got the shooters that really in the half court set as well. How well does St. Paul kind of handle the press? How good are they? Because that's your strength. Are they going to be able to kind of, you know, and again, I'm not trying to have you say anything that ends up on anybody's bulletin board, but how well do they handle the ball? Because that's really going to be a central element of that game.
Well, I think anytime you have some time to prepare for a team, you find a way, hopefully, to beat their pressure. And you know, I'm sure St. Paul will, you know, come out and have a set that they think will work against our press or people in positions, and we'll make our adjustments. I mean, that's the nice thing about the girls. We made an adjustment on how we ran the press tonight, and you know, we're able to maybe make Central Catholic do some things that they didn't want to do.
And again, you know, they were comfortable early on and they did a great job with the offensive rebounding, but there was just a few stretches in there that you could kind of see them being kind of frustrated. And they started even making some turnovers because they thought the pressure was going to come.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what we can do sometimes to teams.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Nice win tonight, and we'll see you again next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. It's 22-18. Stars had the lead at intermission of the boys game. And we'll take a look at the numbers from the first half when we come back right after this timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at some numbers for you from the first half. Stars lead it 22-18. And for Grand Island Central Catholic here in the first half, been somewhat of a frustrating first half here for Johanna Guy-Fon. He has 6 points in the game. Leading scorer is Elijah Hunter. He's got 6 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Phoenix Stevenson has 3. Brett Weens has 3. And Brady Brokaw has 3 points here at intermission. Checking the numbers here real quick for Kearney Catholic. Again, for them, Zach Jackson has 8 points. Tyler Mesta with 5. Harrison Pierce with 5. Bryce James has 4. That's the scoring here for Kearney Catholic. It's been a very defensive-minded game, very tenacious game for both teams. Relatively low scoring. It is 22-18 here at intermission. And North Platte right now leading Kearney High 31-26 at the end of three quarters of play. And that game is on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Entry pass on the inside, stolen away. So Kearney Catholic turns it over, their first possession of the second half. And the Crusaders now have it. Phoenix Stevenson will help work it inside to Johanna Gaifon. They double team him, and he'll take the shot over the top of Holtmeyer and score. And Gaifon, with that nice little strong move, and it's going to be the bucket for Gaifon. Maybe that'll get him going. Quick jumper on the right side for Moore. No good. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Snagging the rebound there is going to be Rowetter, as Kearney Catholic had a good look there by Moore, but he couldn't get the shot to fall. Now the Crusaders will work it back around the perimeter. Pass on the right side. Hunter is going to drive. Has the ball knocked loose. Moore trying to track it down, and he just could not come up with the leather as it rolls out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic led by four at halftime. Now run the risk of maybe even falling behind here, because Elijah Hunter has the basketball. Two-point ball game, 22-20. And Hunter's going to drive. Shot missed. Rebounded by Gaifon. He has it knocked away. And now on the run comes Kearney Catholic. Zach Jackson comes up with it. They'll give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has it blocked out of bounds by Gaifon. And Kearney Catholic will inbound underneath their own baseline. Stars still looking for their first points of the second half here. Moore will inbound it. It's a little bit too strong. Picked up by Derek Jackson. He'll give it off left side. Three-pointer up and good for Nathan Howe. Not how it was designed, but it couldn't have worked any better for Kearney Catholic as they stroke in the three. Stevenson will help work it on that right side. They're looking inside for Gaifon, but Kearney Catholic putting good pressure on the ball, making harder for Grand Island Central Catholic to lob it over that defense into Gaifon, who has been blanketed by Holtmeyer all night. Hunter on that left side, a little penetration, kicks back in that left corner for Stevenson. Stevenson skip pass on the right wing here for Rowetter, and Rowetter stepped on the sideline, trying to make a little move there. That pass got him a little bit closer to the sideline than he was aware, and that'll be a turnover here on Grand Island Central Catholic. Nestle and James checking in here for the Stars. The two Jacksons will bring it up court. They don't face much pressure. Derek with the dribble, and they have the lane open. He's going to fly, shot no good, and Gaifon pulls down the rebound. After the miss by Kearney Catholic, and Gaifon snags the bound and will hand it off to Elijah Hunter. Hunter working against James, has it across the timeline. James trying to keep him on one side of the court over there, and Brokaw has it, and they'll give it off to Hunter on the right wing. Hunter inside for Gaifon. Back out to Hunter, 15-foot jumper, up and good. Gaifon got it, kicked it right back out to Hunter. Really a set look. Those guys have done that enough. And Hunter hits it from 15 feet away. He's now got eight in the ball game. James on the dribble, picks it up on the baseline, gives it for Derek Jackson. Jackson from the free throw line will give it back out now for Mestel, for James, rather. Backdoor cut, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will hit the bucket. Blake Holtmeyer makes the putback, and Kearney Catholic will add to their lead here. After they miss the one shot on the inside, it's 22-17. Great entry pass inside for Gaifon, and he'll answer right back here for the Crusaders. 27-24, 4:40 to go here, third quarter. On the dribble, Bryce James. He's got it on that right side. Picked up defensively, man-to-man by Brokaw. They'll kick it back around the perimeter. Here's Mestel. Mestel being picked up by Gaifon. Mestel will drive and lay it off glass and in. Tyler Mestel having a solid night tonight, as with that little bank shot, he now has 7 points here in the ballgame. On the dribble is Hunter. James staying right with him. A little bumping going on over there, but no foul. They give it for Brokaw. They'll give it off right side. Drive by Stevenson, and Stevenson puts up the shot, and we've got a foul whistled, I think, after the shot on the rebound. Well, they're going to say it was on the shot itself. That is going to be on Jackson. I thought they had called Holtmeyer for the foul, and I saw that contact afterward, but Derek Jackson's going to be whistled for the foul, and that'll be his first. So the free throw for Phoenix Stevenson is now up and good. So Stevenson will have one more free throw coming up here. As Moore checks in, and so does Brady Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic. Free throw up and good. Grand Island Central Catholic Now 3 of 4 from the free throw line, and we've got a three-point ball game. Holtmeyer on the dribble, and he'll get it to his little brother. Driving here is going to be Brady. Brady kicks it for Moore. Moore will try the three, no good. Holtmeyer gets the rebound, the bucket, and the foul! He muscled it up there because Phoenix Stevenson actually had a hold of one of his arms, and Blake Holtmeyer was able to make that putback after that missed three-pointer down there. But now Holtmeyer will go to the free throw line and try to finish off the three-point play. The foul on Stevenson is his third, and the free throw is up and good for Holtmeyer. So 31-26, Kearney Catholic took the lead in the first quarter, and they have not given it up since. But it's not been a very comfortable lead at any stretch. Hunter on the dribble. Give it off right side here for Alex Allen. He'll kick it right wing. Jumper up, no good. Long rebound after his miss. Brokaw was able to pull down that rebound. So they'll work it back around the perimeter. With it is Allen. Brokaw with the dribble. It's a little bit high. It's going to get tied up, I believe. There is a scrum down there, and the possession arrow is pointing to Grand Island Central Catholic. Bryce James coming in here for Kearney Catholic. And again, the Crusaders will inbound it. They'll toss it in underneath their own basket. Guy Fawn checking back into the game. He comes in. Holtmeyer comes in. Real quick breather there for Blake Holtmeyer. Hunter to throw it in. 5-second count. Nope. That whistle was a timeout by the Crusaders just before the 5-second count. 3:17 to go here, third quarter. Timeout, Crusaders. They trail at 32-26 against Kearney Catholic. They'll inbound it when we come back after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Metheny Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. On the baseline, Hunter's going to toss it in here, and they'll give it off on that left side for Rowetter. Rowetter's jumper is no good. Rebound taken out there by Moore. Moore on the run, gives it for Holtmeyer. Back out to Moore. They'll give it out here for Harrison Pierce. Pierce working against Guy Fawn's going to drive. Has a shot blocked out of bounds by Guy Fawn. A clean block. And it goes out of bounds. And again, he comes down, but I don't think he touched anything. You have to make contact with somebody somewhere before that's a foul. A lot of times you come down, you get called for the foul, but I don't think there was any contact. Harrison Pierce off the inbounds will put up a three. It's no good. Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound. And in transition, quick little jumper on that right wing, and it is no good for Weens, and it goes out of bounds. So Grand Island Central Catholic had a look from that right wing, a three-pointer, but it is off the mark, and Kearney Catholic will get the basketball here as it goes out of bounds. So Harrison Pierce is across the timeline. Man-to-man goes to the Crusaders right now. Stars handed off to Matt Moore. He's near midcourt as he's going to be picked up by Hunt, by Elijah Hunter. Bad pass. Guy Fawn with the steal. He's in the open, and he's going to lay it off the glass and in. So Guy Fawn with both the steal and the layup, and that'll make it a four-point ball game. 32-28. Kearney Catholic up by four. Moore still has his dribble, not closely defended. He'll give it off for Bryce James. James, top of the circle, gives it to Brady Holtmeyer, and Brady Holtmeyer throws it to Pierce, but Pierce was cutting at the time, so Kearney Catholic's just turned it over. Nestle, Jackson, and Jackson checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Crusaders will inbound it. That's Alex Allen going to throw it in the backcourt here to Elijah Hunter. Rowetter, Guy Fawn, and Weens out there right now for the Crusaders. 2 minutes to go. Hunter's going to drive, has his pass deflected. Guy Fawn comes up with it, and he'll get the defender in the air, and he'll lay it up and in. Guyfon now with 12 points on the night. We got a two-point ball game. 32-30. Holtmeyer with the dribble. Kicks it for Derek Jackson. Derek from the elbow will give it off here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer kicks in the corner for Moore. Moore driving. Bounce pass out for Derek. He is open for three. Good ball movement. The three will not fall. Hunter tipped it out of there, I believe, was the last to touch it. No, they're going to say it was last touch by Kearney Catholic. On that far sideline, the official makes the call, and it is going to be GICC basketball. So Hunter going to work the clock just a little bit. Gives it off on the right wing here for John Rowetter. Trying to lob it in for Guyfon. Guyfon, shot, hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Zach Jackson. So Jackson pulls down the rebound, and they get it to Moore. Zach Jackson has it, gives it to Derek. Derek was open for the three. Now he's used up his dribble. He'll give it to Moore. Minute to go here in the third quarter. Mestel, right side, doesn't want to shoot over the top of Guyfon for three. He'll back out, reset the offense. Derek Jackson kicks left side. Moore dribbles behind the back. Kicks it back out here for Jackson. Right side for Zach Jackson. Holtmeyer has it in the lane. Puts a little floater. It's no good, but he's fouled. Penetration here by Blake Holtmeyer. And it's going to be a foul whistled on Brett Weens. So Weens going to be called for his first foul of the night. And to the free throw line, Blake Holtmeyer for a couple of free throws. First one is no good. 32-30, 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Stars with the lead and the ball in the hands of Blake Holtmeyer. His second free throw is a little bit too strong and missed, and Guyfon is able to track down the rebound. Almost lost it, but he was able to get it. And now with the basketball is Elijah Hunter. Not too many balls does he get his hands on that Guyfon doesn't come up with. He's got great hands. Alex Allen working the clock a little bit. Crusaders trying to get to the point where they can work for the last shot here. Little pressure being put on Elijah Hunter by Zach Jackson, but Hunter quick enough to get himself some space, so that five-second count, not a problem for him. They get off right side. Hunter has it, slips and falls, throws in the backcourt. It's a turnover. Coming up with it is Derek Jackson. Jackson, 2 seconds left, has the ball out of bounds. A lot of contact, but no foul called. Last touch by the Crusaders. So 2.2 to go here in the third quarter. And Kearney Catholic will inbound it underneath their own basket with a little time to make something happen. Moore to inbound it. Gets it for Jackson. Zach Jackson for three at the buzzer, and he hits it. Zach Jackson strokes in the three-pointer, and that might have been a little too easy. 35-30. Kearney Catholic hits the buzzer beater to take the lead of five into the fourth quarter, and we'll have that fourth quarter when we come back right after this.
There's more to a wedding than a simple I do. Find the answers to all of your questions and put together a fabulous event by attending the Bridal Open House today through Sunday at Roses for You in Grand Island. Start with complimentary chocolate fountain treats, cake and punch, then settle in for a learning experience plus chances for great door prizes. The annual Bridal Open House with weddings by Roses for You today through Sunday, open 9 till 6 and noon till 6 on Sunday.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic as the Stars have the lead, 35-30 over the Crusaders. And to start the fourth quarter, Crusaders will go with their starting lineup. Phoenix Stevenson, Brady Brokaw, John Rowetter, Elijah Hunter, Johanna Guyfon out there. And for the Stars, they also have their starters. Moore, Howe, Holtmeyer, Jackson, and Jackson. And Kearney Catholic will have the basketball as the possession arrow is pointing their direction here. Starting the fourth quarter. And the scorer's table still having a conversation with one of the officials here. Not sure about what. Five timeouts left here for Kearney Catholic, three for the Crusaders. Only three fouls have been called. A lot of contact, but only three fouls have been called here in the second half. Two against Grand Island Central Catholic, one against Kearney Catholic. Matt Moore on the dribble, but it hasn't been a lot of contact, but you know, I'm not so sure that there was any fouls out there. Mestel has it, working against Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn shuts him off, so we'll give it off here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer drives, loses the basketball, and the Crusaders are out of bounds with it. Going after the ball was John Rowetter, but he was actually on the ground, and I think his shoulder was on the baseline when he touched it. So ball stays here with the Stars. They inbound on the baseline. 5 second count going on, and they'll kick it in the corner, and it's going to be intercepted by Guy Fawn. So Guy Fawn makes the steal of the inbounds. Great quickness there. Pass up ahead, a little floater, shot no good. Offensive rebound by Rowetter, and Rowetter's going to lay it up and in. And we've got a whistle as Holtmeyer is down. I don't think, no, we don't have a foul. They're going to slow things down here a little bit. Checking into the ballgame, going to be Brady Holtmeyer, Harrison Pierce, and Bryce James. And Holtmeyer is okay. I'm not real sure why we stopped the clock. Usually if you stop the clock for somebody they thought was injured and they stopped it for Holtmeyer, you got to come out of the game, I always thought. But he's still out there. 35-32. Crusaders have cut the lead down to two. Holtmeyer's got the basketball. With it is Brady. Brady in trouble with Guy Fawn right in his back pocket. Gives it to Zach Jackson. Back out to Brady Holtmeyer, to Harrison Pierce, top of the circle. Pierce drives, stops, kicks. Holtmeyer's going to drive. He's going to float, and he gets the body contact, and he'll head to the free throw line. So nice job getting that body contact, and Blake Holtmeyer will go to the free throw line and shoot two. That's going to be the second foul on Elijah Hunter. So Holtmeyer's free throw rolls around, no good. Hit the front of the rim and then the back. So 7:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Score remains 35-32. Kearney Catholic leads Grand Island Central Catholic. Second free throw on the way and good. So the Crusaders will get it to Elijah Hunter. And again, Kearney Catholic going man-to-man in the offensive zone. Stevenson. Gives it left side, a little ball fake well behind the three-point arc to Rowetter. They kick it off on the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds there. Trying to get it to Guy Fawn, who was going to be about 12 feet away from the basket on that baseline. That actually was knocked out of bounds there by Blake Holtmeyer. Right now in Central Catholic inbounds, as Hunter's going to throw it in that corner. And they'll just have to bounce it in here for Rowetter. Rowetter will fire a three, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Brady Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer is able to snag the bound, and in the offensive zone comes James. James gives it to Holtmeyer. Off here for Blake. He's going to float, fly, shot, no good. Foul on the rebound, and they're going to call that one on Blake Holtmeyer. So Blake Holtmeyer is going to be whistled for the foul. And that's going to be his second personal foul, second team foul against Kearney Catholic. Hunter dribbling down that far sideline, outrunning Bryce James, and that's not easy to do, but he's shut off, so Stevenson now has it. He'll give it back out for Hunter. Hunter off of the screen, ball's on the ground, knocked loose, flipped up, nice play there by James. Outlet pass to Holtmeyer, uses it to Jackson. Jackson in transition, shot no good. We got a foul on the rebound, and it's going to go against Kearney Catholic. The foul is going to be whistled on Brady Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer whistled for his first personal foul. And Hunter on the dribble. Hunter gives it off on the right wing. There's Rowetter. Rowetter. Shut off by Jackson. And they'll bounce pass it over here for Stevenson. Stevenson back to Hunter on that left side. They're trying to get it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn makes a great catch, takes it off glass and in. They got it in there, and trying to make the steal, knock it away was Blake Holtmeyer, and he couldn't quite get there. 36-34. Pierce in the lane, and we've got a foul. Going to be a push, and it's going to go against Rowetter, I believe. Guyfon was in there for help, but they will give the foul for John Rowetter. That is three on him, and now Harrison Pierce will go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. Pierce's free throw rolls around and is no good. Score remains 36-34, 5:31 to go here, fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic has led since the early stages of the first quarter. Second free throw, up and good. And Hunter will face some pressure by Mestel. He's the only one putting any pressure on at all. They're just trying to direct him to one side of the court or the other. They give it off right side for Stevenson. Stevenson's picked up defensively by Brady Holtmeyer. Stevenson still on the dribble, has the top of the circle, gives it for Hunter. Hunter's going to drive, has an angle, floats, and he'll score. Nobody's shutting off Elijah Hunter, and he's able to make it a one-point ball game, 37-36, 5:05 to go. Pierce on that right wing. He's going to penetrate the baseline. He's going to take it and be fouled before he gets to the shot. They wave it off. He got a shot off. But the foul came before. Moore, Mestel, and Derek Jackson checking in here for Kearney Catholic. The foul is whistled on John Rowetter, and that is going to be his fourth. And he's still out there as Jackson's going to inbound it on the baseline. Derek will toss it in, gets it to Moore. Moore, a little spin move, shot no good. Offensive rebound, it's in. Matt Moore is able to make the putback off of that inbounds play. And Kearney Catholic pushes that lead back out to three. Dribbling on the far side, Hunter. Hunter has it again. Again, Bryce James staying right there with him. He'll give it off on the left side. Top of the circle, Stevenson steps up. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound being tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Derek Jackson. So Jackson's able to snag the rebound. And they'll give it off on the right wing. James fires the three, and he hits the three. Big three-pointer for the sophomore, Bryce James, and we have a timeout. 4:15 to go here in the basketball game. 42-36, Stars lead it by three. Timeout for Kearney Catholic. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Well, bench scoring for Kearney Catholic, one of the stories of the game. James has seven, Mestel has seven, Pierce has six, and the entire bench for Grand Island Central Catholic, Brett Weens has three. That might be a little bit of the difference, but the team score awfully, awfully close. 42-36, Crusaders down by six. They need to make something happen here as Hunter brings it in the offensive zone. They get it off. Driving here is Rowetter. Rowetter has it knocked out of bounds. He was the last to touch it. Grand Island Central Catholic turns it over as Jackson and Mestel help force the turnover there. So Grand Island Central Catholic turns it over, and Moore will bring it in the offensive zone. Moore with the dribble on that right side. He's picked up defensively by Hunter. They'll kick it out here for Bryce James. James, top of the circle, stops at the elbow, gets it to Mestel. Mestel in a little trouble, hands it off for Derek Jackson. Jackson's going to reset the offense, kick it between the circles here for Moore. Moore is picked up by Hunter. They get it to Holtmeyer in the lane. Holtmeyer, a little ball, fake shot, no good. Guyfon pulls down the rebound after the miss, and here we go on the run. Pass up ahead, jumper no good. Guyfon with the rebound, and Guyfon will put it back in. .317 to go here in the basketball game. 42-38. Stars up by four, and they've got the ball. Mestel will give it off for Bryce James. He'll fire a baseline three. No good. Guyfon pulls down the rebound. Good look there, but they didn't hit the shot. Right wing with it is Brett Weens. Weens going to kick it back out here for Hunter as they work it back around the perimeter. Slowing it down here, Phoenix Stevenson. Top of the circle. They get the ball back out here for Weens. Weens, a little spin move. Backing in, Stevenson kicks it out. Three-pointer left side open, too strong. Rebounded by Moore. So the three-pointer by Rowetter is no good, and then rebounded by Moore. Drive by Moore here. And he finds a little seam, and he is fouled on the way to the basket. We'll see who they gave it to. There were three Crusaders down there, including Guy Fawn. And it's going to be on Hunter. And that's going to be the third foul on him. And Moore will go to the free throw line. By the way, I'm not sure why, but Hunter changed numbers. He's wearing 35 instead of his usual 25. I don't remember any time anybody having blood out there, but that's the only thing I can kind of figure, that he had blood at some point and they switched jerseys on him. In any event, Moore's at the free throw line, and he's going to have a couple of shots here with 2:22 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 42-38. Stars lead it by four, and Matt Moore will try to add to that right here. The first one is up and good. Matt on the season is a 61% free throw shooter. And if there's an Achilles heel for the Stars, it's probably the free throw line, because Moore at 61% is one of their better free throw shooters. Best free throw shooter is Derek Jackson at 67% in limited attempts. Free throw is up and good. So your senior point guard, you want to be a pretty good free throw shooter, and he strokes in a couple there. Long pass here by Hunter. He gets it up ahead here for Weens. Back out to Hunter. Hunter's going to kick it right side. Open for three is going to be Rowetter, and he strokes it in. Big three-pointer for Grand Island Central Catholic and John Rowetter. Timeout, Crusaders. 2:09 to go here in the basketball game. They've cut the lead to 44-41. Star is up by three. We'll inbound. We'll come back right after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
It's a final in Kearney. The Bearcats fall to North Platte 47-37 on their sister station, ESPN 1460. Here, Kearney Catholic up by three. They inbound the basketball. And across the timeline is going to be Holtmeyer. Dribbling here is the senior Blake Holtmeyer. Blake will dribble, and we've got a reach whistled against one of the Crusaders. I think they just gave that one to Elijah Hunter. Well, I misinterpreted the hand gestures there, because I think they gave the foul to... Well, they haven't put it up yet. I don't think Pfeiffer was even out there, and that's who they mentioned that the foul was on. Anyway, Holtmeyer is at the free throw line, and he misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebounded by Guy Fawn. And so an opportunity here for the Crusaders. Guy Fawn got it on the baseline. He's going to kick it out. Quick jumper by Rowetter, and we've got a foul whistle here on the Crusaders on the rebound. Phoenix Stevenson going to be whistled for the foul. And for Stevenson, that's going to be his fourth personal foul. Eight now against the Crusaders here. So Tyler Mestel will have that rebounding position. He's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. 44-41, minute 43 to go here. Stars have led most of the game. Free throw is up, too strong. And the rebound by, I bet you can guess, Johanna Gaifon. Directing traffic with the basketball, Elijah Hunter. Hunter backs in, spins, floats off glass, no good. Gaifon with the rebound. Gaifon has it blocked, and we've got a foul. And the officials fly in there like something's going to happen, but neither Gaifon or Holtmeyer were even looking at each other after that contact in there. Both of them cool, calm, and collected, but the officials did want to make sure that anything did happen there. The foul, they're actually going to give that to Mestel. And for Mestel, that is going to be his third, and Gaifon is going to shoot two here. So Gaifon takes his time at the free throw line. It's back the iron and no good. Gaifon misses the first with a minute 29 to go. Score remains 44-41. And they're all discussing strategy. Both teams kind of talking about who they've got. Man, so I think both teams are going to be going man-to-man. Gaifon's free throw, no good, and rebounded by Derek Jackson. Check it. It was Zach Jackson who pulled down the rebound. So Jackson with the rebound. Pressure on, but Moore's got it across the timeline. They're trying to trap him. He'll get the basketball back out for Blake Holtmeyer. He gives it to Harrison Pierce. Pierce dribbles to an open area. Now gives it right wing for Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer is fouled on his way to the basket. And that's going to be on John Pfeiffer. And so to the free throw line for a 1-1. Going to be Holtmeyer. Mestel, James checking in here for Kearney Catholic for the Crusaders. Weens back into the ball game. And also John Rowetter. Gaifon still out there. So is Phoenix Stevenson and Elijah Hunter here for the Crusaders. One more free throw coming up here for Holtmeyer. It is on the way and it is good. Now make it a 4-point ball game. I'm sorry, I'm ahead of myself. He's at the free throw line to shoot two. He makes the first and makes the second. So 46-41. 5-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Final minute of the ball game. On the dribble. It is going to be Hunter. Hunter with a little penetration, and he is fouled. He's just kind of saying, you know what? We don't have time to work a lot of offense. I'm going to find a little seam. I'm going to drive. And we'll see what happens. Well, what happened was he was hit on the arm by Bryce James. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for Elijah Hunter. And Hunter, as Jim gets very quiet, hits the first two free throws. So 42-46. And a free throw made here by Hunter would make it a one-possession ball game with 55.6 to go. Bends the knees, fires the free throw, hits nothing but the bottom of the well. And now the Crusaders will pressure the ball a little bit. Inbounded for Matt Moore. Moore's used up his dribble. We'll give it off here for Blake Holtmeyer. Back to Moore. Moore dribbles on that right side, gives it for Harrison Pierce. Pierce with pressure coming, gives it to Moore. Dangerous pass, but Moore's got it, and then he's going to be fouled by Pfeiffer. And that's one of those fouls that's intentional, but they did play the ball, so it's not going to be called as such. That's now 10 fouls. The fourth personal foul on John Pfeiffer. And so Matt Moore now is going to step to the free throw line, and he's going to shoot two because that's 10 as a team on the Crusaders with 41.2 to go. They're going to wipe up some perspiration on the floor. That gives us a chance to give you a little game reset. Kearney Catholic has committed 5 team fouls, so they have a foul to give here. The possession arrow is pointing to the Crusaders. Grand Island Central Catholic has 2 timeouts left. Kearney Catholic has 4. Our score, 46-43, as Moore is at the free throw line and the back of the iron, no good. In for the Crusaders, going to be John Rowenner and Brett Weens. A couple of guys that can hit some jumpers from the outside. Second free throw here by Moore on the way. And we've got a four-point ball game as he makes that one. And checking in here is going to be Bryce James. So both teams kind of making offensive, defensive substitutions here with 41 point. Well, now 40 seconds to go as the ball's inbounded. Hunter is going to kick it off on the right side with it. Is Weens. Weens has it stolen away. Coming up with it is Jackson, and he'll head to the free throw line. Zach Jackson makes the steal, and now he'll head to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. Committing the foul immediately is Brett Weens. That is his second. And so at the free throw line is going to be Jackson. So Zach Jackson now will have two. It is on the way and good. Zach Jackson on the season came in 7 of 12 on the year for about 58%. He makes the first, and now his second is in the air, and it is good. 49-43, 30 seconds to go as Hunter brings it across the timeline, down by six for the Crusaders. He'll drive, take it off glass, he'll score, and we've got a timeout for the Crusaders. That was a very pretty one-man play there by Elijah Hunter and the Crusaders. 49-45. Timeout Crusaders here with about 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Timeout Crusaders brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, let's give you just a little bit of a game reset here as we're in the final moments of the game. 10 fouls against the Crusaders, so if they commit a foul, two free throws coming up for Kearney Catholic. Stars still have a foul to give. They've only committed five team fouls here in the second half. Kearney Catholic has the advantage in terms of timeouts as well. They've got four. Crusaders still have one timeout left, and our score 49-45 with 25.3 seconds to go here for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic can run the baseline if they need to. Inbounding it is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to get the ball in for Derek Jackson, one of the best free throw shooters, and Jackson is the one that will be stepping to the line for the two shots. For Kearney Catholic, that's exactly what they wanted. At 67%, 10 out of 15 heading into the weekend. He's the best free throw shooter for Kearney Catholic on the season. The foul on John Pfeiffer is his fifth and final. So Jarek Jackson will step to the free throw lines, got two in a four-point ball game, and it is short. So the strategy of fouling works for Grand Island Central Catholic. Strategy of getting the ball to Derek Jackson has not paid dividends just yet for the Stars. It's going to be a two-possession game regardless of how this free throw falls. It is on the way, and it is bouncing around and good. Hit the back of the iron, shot straight up in the air and went in. And Derek Jackson, with a little bit of a tender ankle, will come out of the ballgame with 22.6 to go. Hunter got the inbounds, down by five, and we've got a foul against the Crusaders. Somebody ran over Harrison Pierce away from the ball, and that's going to be the third foul on Johanna Gaifon. So he commits the foul, and in a sense, that's going to be a turnover. It's an offensive foul, so they won't be shooting any free throws here. So that'll actually be a turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. Stars to inbound it, and it goes off of their hands and out of bounds. Great defensive play by Elijah Hunter. Hunter was able to deflect it, and it went off the leg of Zach Jackson and out of bounds. So great defensive play there by Hunter to force the turnover, and it's still possible here for the Crusaders. 50-45. They inbound the basketball. With it on the dribble here is going to be Hunter. He gives it off. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken out there by Bryce James. James gives it up ahead to Jackson, and he is fouled. Rowetter had a tough look at a three-pointer. It was off the mark. And the foul is going to be against the Crusaders. Phoenix Stevenson, and that's number five on him. 9.4 to go in the ball game. It is 50-45. Crusaders still have one timeout left. If we make two free throws here by Jackson, this one will be a done deal. Zach at the free throw line hits the first of two free throws. 51-45. Two possession game. Second free throw is on the way and good. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. With 9.4 to go in the ball game, it's 52-45. Stars with the lead. Crusaders will inbound it. We come back right after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Well, a little bit ago, that rebound by Bryce James, a big factor in this ball game. A seven-point lead here for Kearney Catholic with 9.4 to go. And I don't know if Grand Island Central Catholic can get there from here. It's inbounded here for Hunter. Hunter, bounce pass right side, three-pointer in the corner, up, no good. Offensive rebound to Guyfon. Guyfon's going to lay it up and in, and the buzzer will sound, and that is your final. Kearney Catholic with a 52-47 win after Guyfon makes the putback. But the Crusaders coming up just a little bit short on the night as Kearney Catholic picks up a tough win against the Crusaders. Crusaders now are 8-3 on the season. Kearney Catholic now over the 500 mark. They are now 6-5 on the year. Handshakes being handed out by the team in blue and the team in green. Great game tonight for these two squads, and Kearney Catholic picks up a 52-47 win. We're going to catch our breath, and when we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game show. We'll take a look at all the numbers and talk with both coaching staffs when we come back right after this timeout.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
There's more to a wedding than a simple I do. Find the answers to all of your questions and put together a fabulous event by attending the Bridal Open House today through Sunday at Roses for You in Grand Island. Start with complimentary chocolate fountain treats, cake and punch, then settle in for a learning experience plus chances for great door prizes. The annual Bridal Open House with weddings by Roses for You today through Sunday, open 9 till 6 and noon till 6 on Sunday.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. The two largest Catholic schools in the Tri-City area split their season series. It wasn't really scheduled to be a series, but they did meet in the finals of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. The Crusaders won that game earlier this year, 58-51, at Al Kearney Catholic with a 52-47 win over the Crusaders on their home floor tonight. And again, Kearney Catholic took that lead in the first quarter and just never never let go of it, but also never had a lead much larger than about 7 points in the ball game as well. As a relatively quiet night for Johanna Gaifon. He finished with only 18 points on the night. He scored 27 the first time these two teams got together. Elijah Hunter with 14. Those are the leading scorers here for the Crusaders. So let's take a look at the individual numbers. As we mentioned, Gaifon leading the way with those 18 points. Hunter has 14, then 5 for Phoenix Stevenson, 5 for John Rowetter, 3 points for Brett Weens, and 2 for Brady Brokaw. And in terms of rebounding, again, a great rebounding night for Gaifon. Not only did he have 18 points, but also 11 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Hunter, and Rowetter finished with 3. Phoenix Stevenson with a couple of rebounds here for the Crusaders, who now fall to 8-3 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, they improved their record now to 6-5 on the year, and they were led tonight by Zach Jackson. Jackson with 15 points. Blake Holtmeyer doing most of his work trying to slow down Gaifon, but he still had a solid offensive night. He finished with 8 points. Bryce James and Tyler Mestel, the two sophomores, great efforts tonight, both of them with 7 points. Harrison Pierce off the bench, he had 6. Matt Moore with 5. Nathan Howe with 3. And Derek Jackson with 1 point on the night. And for Kearney Catholic, in terms of looking at the rebounding, leading rebounder was Zach Jackson with those 8 rebounds to go with 15 points. Unofficially, I had Blake Holtmeyer for 6 rebounds on the night, Matt Moore with 4, and Tyler Mestel finished with 3 on the evening. Again, looking at some overall team numbers, as we kind of compare a few things, Kearney Catholic was 14 of 40 from the field, while Grand Island Central Catholic was 20 of 42. 3-point shooting, Kearney Catholic 6 of 20. Grand Island Central Catholic was 2 of 10 unofficially. And Kearney Catholic doing a great job of getting to the line, in part because down the stretch, Grand Island Central Catholic forced to commit some fouls. And Kearney Catholic shooting over 500 tonight from the free throw line. They were 18 of 35 from the charity stripe. Grand Island Central Catholic finished 5 of 18. And the Stars won the rebounding battle 30 to 25 over Grand Island Central Catholic. And in terms of turnovers, 18 turnovers for Grand Island Central Catholic, 11 for Kearney Catholic. So an advantage there for Kearney Catholic as well. They won the rebounding battle. They also won the turnover battle here in the basketball game. And shooting percentages, I got to kind of break the abacus out on that to take a look at the overall field goal shooting for Kearney Catholic. From the field, they were 35% in the game, and they were 30% from three-point range. And for Grand Island Central Catholic, I'll try to put those numbers together here real quick. They shot from the field about 47% unofficially, but behind the arc, they only shot 20%. So they shot a little bit better from the field, in part because Gaifon, that's where he's going to get most of his points, and the leading scorer with 18, most of those were pretty much right at point-blank range. So they shoot maybe a little bit better percentage, but they fall short tonight here to Kearney Catholic as the Stars avenge an earlier season loss and win it 52-47. We're going to take another quick break here, and we are hopefully be able to talk with assistant coach Rob Misek for Grand Island Central Catholic and Scott Carlin from the Stars, as we'll talk with the coaching staffs when we come back and continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Kearney Catholic with a 52-47 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. And we have a chance to talk with both coaching staffs. We'll begin with Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And congratulations, coach. That's a great effort.
Yeah, it really was. You know, GICC is a tremendous ball club. And I thought we set the tone early this week with our best week of practice all year.
Well, I heard you mention that to Rob Misek, who we'll talk to from Grand Island Central Catholic here in just a little bit. How instrumental was that to kind of have that kind of focus coming into a game and an environment like this?
It was huge because when we gave the guys their duties and their roles and told those guys what GICC liked to do, they were tuned in from the moment go. And I think it showed because we were able to frustrate them defensively and kind of do some different things offensively.
Yeah, and again, a great night tonight from Jackson. He's ended up being your leading scorer for you, but you know, probably the toughest assignment was given to Blake Holtmeyer in terms of trying to slow down Guy Fawn, and he did an admirable job of that.
Yeah, you know, we ask a lot of Blake. We ask him to play 30 minutes. We ask him to guard their big guy who probably has about 60 pounds on him, about 3 inches, and Blake does a heck of a job down there for us. And I think a lot of what Blake brings will not show up in the stat sheet tonight.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Zach Jackson also finished with 15 points. It seemed like when you needed to get a bucket, somebody was always able to kind of step up and get that because you took the lead in the first quarter, but never was able to kind of ever get to the point where you really felt comfortable.
You know, it felt kind of like the flip-flop of our first game against them. They took the lead last time on us, and we just kind of kept pestering them, I think, a little bit. They did that to us tonight, and that's a credit to their coaching staff. A lot of teams would have kind of rolled over at times, and they kept coming back harder and harder, and they did a great job, and I'm very proud of my guys, though.
And taking a look at the stats, and my stats are never official, but a slight edge in terms of rebounding, also a slight edge in terms of number of turnovers you had versus how many they had, how many your defense forced. Which one of those was more important, or is there a difference?
You know, I really felt like the rebounding was because, unfortunately, with their size advantage they had over us, when they get offensive rebounds, it generally leads to 2 points or a foul for some of that stuff. So I felt the rebounding was key for us to win tonight.
Well, and had a big effort tonight, and it's just kind of one of the – can this be one of those games that kind of – I'm not saying your season was in jeopardy, but can this be kind of a pivot point where you can start maybe going a little bit higher up?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a springboard game for us. You know, guys have been focused. People have been telling us, oh, you know, you guys got 5 games, 6 games won. You guys got to be pretty happy, and our guys came back very hungry, very focused, and I think it can springboard us forward. We got to run a tough gauntlet here. We go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, so – and we play 4 very good ball clubs, so we got to come ready to go. Otherwise, this game doesn't mean much.
Starting with Lexington on Tuesday night, and then Thursday up to St. Paul. It doesn't get any easier when you take on St. Cecilia. So probably a good thing you had a nice week of practice last week. What are some of the things you're working on this week?
You know, we're going to have to just kind of save some legs at different times, but we got to keep talking about playing fundamental basketball, and that's really what we're going to dwell on, doing little things, boxing out, rebounding, taking care of the basketball, finding the open guy.
Scott, appreciate the time.
Right,
thank you.
Randy.
Best luck
thanks
to you. Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, and now we're going to hand the microphone, the headset off over here to Rob Misek, one of the assistant coaches here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Coach Carlin kind of said it, the kind of little role reversal between the first game that you guys had and the second game, you just wouldn't go away.
No, and Coach Carlin said it very well. It was pretty much a mirror image from the game at the early season tournament we had. And credit Kearney Catholic's kids and coaching staff. They really came out and, you know, to use a boxing analogy, really hit us with a haymaker. And I thought they really were the more aggressive team all night, which really hurt us.
And they did a nice job of trying, you know, just I mentioned Guy Fawn so much. It just seems to be such a central element, but he's such a good ball player out there. And not that they stopped him, but they were able to kind of take him out of the flow of the game that he usually has.
Yeah, I thought Blake Holtmeyer did a tremendous job on Johanna tonight, and everything that Yo earned inside was just tooth and nail he had to work for. And, you know, they double and triple teamed him. And I think he still finished with, you know, somewhere around 18 and 13. But, boy, that's the hardest he's had to work against, you know, a single guy. And Blake is a tremendous athlete, and he's gotten better all 4 years at Kearney Catholic. So tip your hat to him for a great game on both sides of the ball.
Yo finished with 18. I had 14 points for Elijah Hunter, and it down the stretch. All right, things aren't working trying to get it in to Guy Fawn. He kind of took the ball, the game on his shoulders, and did a great job of doing that.
Eli really turned a corner when we played Grand Island Northwest last Friday night. We were down 5 or 6, and they were triple-teaming Johan and taking John Rowiter away. And Eli really took it upon himself to step up. And we talked to him about, hey, we need a third score during the season. People will take our shooters away, and Johan is going to see some double and triple teams. And we're pleased with Eli's aggressive mindset on the offensive end. And we're going to need that as we get in, you know, latter parts of January and February.
And just the really quick first step. I mean, just a little bit different element. You got the shooting on the outside. You got the post play on the inside. Now you got a penetrator.
Yeah, and that's what we needed. You know, we need those three elements to be successful. And with our schedule, we don't have a night off. We play good teams every night, Kearney Catholic. We've got C2 number 4 Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night, and then we're on the road against Class B number 2 York Tuesday. So we're going to have to find ways, different ways to win, as you mentioned, whether it be kicking out to shooters or getting the ball in the post or, you know, having Eli hit those 15-foot pull-up jump shots.
Well, where do you kind of go from here? I mean, because that was a great effort. I mean, you can really kind of hang your hat and say, guys, that was, you know, just one of those nights that things weren't really falling for you guys, but just a lot of grit and determination.
It was, and I think it's good that we play tomorrow night and play such a good team. And, you know, Coach Gavers, when he was here, had a great phrase. It was next play mentality. You just got to flush this game and say, guys, we play a really, really nice basketball team tomorrow in Donovan Trumbull, and you can't worry about tonight. We can take care of that in practice next week, but you've got to be on top of your game and really be zoomed in tomorrow if you want to get a win or even be in the game on the road.
Well, I know the effort will be there because I've seen you guys play 3 or 4 times this year, and the effort's out there every night.
Well, we appreciate that. That means a lot. So, you know, and credit Kearney Catholic again. Their kids were really, I thought for the first time this year, we got outworked tonight, and Kearney Catholic's kids were just relentless for 32 minutes. And you can tell that they're healthy and those guys are gelling right now for the Stars.
Rob, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you tomorrow against Donovan.
Appreciate it, and we always like the coverage. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you. That's Rob Misek, the assistant coach here at Grand Island Central Catholic, as the Stars, a really hard-fought win, a big win for them. Coach Carlin mentioned maybe a springboard win. They win it 52-47. They'll play on Tuesday against Lexington on the road. Hitting the road tomorrow, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Coach Misek mentioned it, they're traveling to Donovan Trumbull. That will not be an easy game. Donovan Trumbull, one of the better teams in Class C2, so that'll be a great matchup. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic now 8-3, and they just play a monster schedule. So they're a quality ball club, and again, their effort certainly there tonight, but Kearney Catholic doing a lot of the little things, a little edge in terms of turnovers, a little bit of an edge in terms of rebounding, and they hit a couple more three-pointers, and they win this one by a final of 52-47. Again, leading scorer for the Crusaders, Guy Fawn, with 18 points, and a great effort tonight for Zach Jackson. He finished with 15 points for the Stars, who are now 6-5 on the season, and we mentioned it, the Crusaders now 8-3 on the year. Earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls' comfortable win. They remain undefeated with the win tonight over the Grand Island Central Catholic Lady Crusaders. I'm Brandy Bushcutter for engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow we will have high school wrestling about 3:45, the Amherst Invitational. The finals will be around 3:45 right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And, of course, we got college basketball on our sister station, ESPN, with North Carolina and Syracuse. Tomorrow morning, tip will be around 11 o'clock, and then we'll have the two NFL playoff games, the Saints and the Seahawks, followed by the Colts and the Patriots, all on the network of stations in Platte River Radio. And again, Amherst Wrestling Invitational tomorrow at 3:45. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Stacy Johns. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass...